Federal trial of accounting firm Arthur Andersen is near an end after 4 weeks of testimony in Houston. Today, Andersen lawyers are expected to call their final defense witnesses to the stand as the accounting firm continues to fight a criminal obstruction of justice charge. Andersen is accused of illegally destroying documents and emails related to its audits of failed energy trader Enron. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Houston.
One by one, defense witnesses for Arthur Andersen have testified this week in an effort to refute the government's charge that the Big Five accounting firm worked to impede an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Prosecutors say Andersen wanted to cover up its role in Enron's collapse. Just a few months before the energy trader filed the country's largest bankruptcy, Andersen had thousands of documents shredded and computer files were deleted. Company attorney Nancy Temple sent top managers an email link to Andersen's document retention policy. Rusty Harton is the lead attorney representing Andersen in court. He says witnesses for the defense have a simple, straightforward message.
That there was never a crime, that these people never believed they were doing anything wrong, they never intended to do anything wrong, and then under the law, they didn't do anything wrong.
Defense witnesses have bolstered that argument, saying it's standard practice to throw out old, extraneous paperwork in a profession that generates lots of paper. Andersen employees yesterday said it was like spring cleaning. They also testified they didn't know an investigation was imminent. University of Houston law professor Sandra Guerra Thompson says if there was no knowledge of an investigation, then shredding is not illegal.
And so I think the question is whether it should have been clear in their minds that there would be a criminal investigation in this case. I think given the nature of the events unfolding regarding Enron, it's pretty hard to argue that they didn't know there would be an investigation.
The Justice Department also says Andersen's promotion of the document retention policy, just as Enron was sinking under a flood of accounting problems, was too much of a coincidence. The government says a videotape of a monthly meeting is evidence. It shows an Andersen executive telling workers it protects the firm and clients if documents are destroyed before a subpoena arrives. And then there's David Duncan. The former lead auditor on the Enron account pleaded guilty to obstructing justice and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. But when he testified, Duncan said for the longest time he didn't believe he was guilty of a crime when he told his staff to comply with Andersen's document retention policy. The plea, says Duncan, only came after much soul searching. Not exactly devastating testimony, says South Texas University law professor Gerald Treese.
I don't think probably Mr. Duncan at the time he was doing it read the obstruction of justice statute and gave a lot of thought to it. They were just trying to help and service a client. The problem with that is Arthur Andersen is a repeat offender.
A repeat offender in that Andersen has had to pay heavy fines as a result of botched audits for two other firms. Motive enough, say prosecutors, for Andersen to try to avoid heavier sanctions because of the Enron debacle. Rusty Harton says he could finish with Andersen's defense testimony today. The government is expected to offer its rebuttal early next week. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.